If you're old clothes, your Sunday things are worn out, you might say, well, I'll have to go buy a
new suit, a new piece.
And if you put a lot of things in the pockets or something, it makes them all, you know, if you stuff things
in the pockets. It makes them large.
Okay, and what did you say they do? They kind of
puffs out.
Are
bulge out.
Okay. And what does a girl sometimes wear around her
bracelet?
And when it rains, we've talked about that. When you go out when it rains,
yeah, umbrella.
And what's the last thing you put on the top of a bed?
The last spread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And do you remember one that used to go all the way across the bed? There weren't two pillows, but there was just one long one. Did you ever have a bed like
that? I don't believe so. We always had.
Evidently, they used to have an old-fashioned thing that was just one piece that they'd lay across and tuck it in, you know, and it just looked like, and was really just one
bed spread. Kind of.
But this is like the two pillows.
Yes, ma'am.
Only there was just one.
Yeah, I see.
Y'all didn't have
no,
one?
No, we never had one.
Okay, if you did, you would say, well, it didn't go just part of the way across.
It went all the way across.
Okay. And what all do you put on a bed for warmth?
Quilts.
What else?
And sheets.
Okay, to keep you warm.
And quilts.
Okay. And if you're talking about land that really grows everything, how would you describe it? You might say, we expect a big crop because the soil is very
rich. Very rich.
Or another way to say that?
Very rich.
Okay. Is there another word besides rich?
Strong.
Okay. Strong land?
Strong land, yes.
Okay. What about one that starts fur? Kind of like fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Is there another word that sounds kind of like fertilizer? It's very, do you ever use the word fertile to
fertilize, then use compost and
to make
that.
To make it rich.
Yes, ma'am, to make it, yes.
What about a low-lying grassland? Maybe just good for raising grass. Not good for corn.
Pasture.
Okay. You ever use the word meadow around here?
Meadow. No, ma'am. We don't use.
Okay.
Not.
And if land that had water standing, what would you call that?
Low ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are the other different kinds of soil around here? What's a word for some soil that's kind of poor? If you wanted to talk,
we would say that would be kind of crawfish land. That's a lot of use that kind of way.
Now, why crawfish? I wonder.
Because it's low, and the crawfish is in there.
Noah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what about any other words? What about one that's partially clay and partially sand? Do you want to say that's pretty good? That's pretty good.
Well,
soil.
We'd say that's pretty good loamy, kind of a loamy soil. Like.
Okay.
Light loamy soil.
Okay. Did you ever use the word gumbo?
Yes, ma'am. I heard that.
What's gumbo?
That would be a kind of a muck.
Okay. And that's not good?
Well, sometimes it is. If it ain't too, you know, too yes, ma'am. It's pretty heavy soil, you know, and it's kind of gumbo, sticky like, you know.
What about buckshot? You're here to
learn
that
one.
Okay. And if there is some low land and they're digging little ditches to try to get the water off of it, what would you say they're doing?
Ditching the water.
Okay.
Off there.
And if you wanted to get the water off,